السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين. There are two sides of every faith and every religion, and thus for the Islamic faith there are also two sides and two dimensions. One of them is called the orthopraxy and the second the orthodoxy. The orthopraxy represents the ritualistic side of the religion, the ceremonial side. And some people focus on that side, the rituals of the religion. Whereas the orthodoxy represents the spirit and the core value of religion and the message of religion, which is more important than the first side. More important, the spirit of religion is more important than the ritualistic side of religion. Some people think that religion, Islam, is the way they are dressed, the way they look, the way they grow beard, the way they eat, the type of food they eat. But this is not the spirit of religion. The spirit of religion is something else. The spirit of religion is mentioned in the Quran in many chapters and many verses. God speaks about justice. God says to the Muslim Ummah, Muslim nation, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ, be a steadfast maintainers of justice in your communities and your societies. Maintain justice. قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. In chapter 57, the iron chapter, the chapter named iron, al-hadid, Allah says, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ. We sent prophets and messengers and scriptures and books for one reason, so people live up to justice, to fairness, to goodness. This is the real message of religion. Doesn't matter what you wear, what you eat, but it matters how you behave. It matters how you conduct yourself in your family, in your community, in your country, in your society. It matters. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. The spirit of religion is to promote love and understanding and tolerance and peace among all people. We are messengers of God. Sometimes the messenger is a private one, and sometimes he's a general one. We are all vicegerents. We are all khalifa, representing God on earth. And God wants us to promote justice and peace and love and understanding. And justice begins in the families. A person who fails to be just at his home, among his family members, would not be just outside his home with others. So justice begins with us, with me and with you, in our homes, in our communities, and then we go to the larger society. If we fail in the first area, we are more likely to fail in other bigger areas. A father who does not know the meaning of justice with his family would not be a just man with his friends outside or with the people outside in his society. Islam is about justice. Islam is about fighting corruption. In Muslim societies, when we have corruption, then Islam is missing. I don't care how many adhan we have and how many mosques we have, or the number of people who pray. God is not concerned about the number of people who pray. God is concerned about the number of people who uphold justice, who fight corruption, who fight cronyism and favoritism and nepotism, who deal with all people in justice, who look at all people with the same eyes. In every society, we have many religions, many faiths, many cultures, many orientations. They all have to enjoy peace and justice. No favoritism. A society which is divided into the upper class society and lower class and overcast. In some Muslim societies, if you have a citizenship, then you are a first-class citizen. If you don't have citizenship of that country, even if you live there for 60 years, 70 years, you are a second-class. You are treated as a second-class citizen. Islam is missing there. I don't care how many mosques they have and how many Quran they print and distribute. That does not work. This is not Islam. Islam is not by the number of books that you print and give and people don't read it and don't respect it. Islam is when you respect the book, when you respect the spirit of the book, the teachings of the book. This is Islam. An Islamic society, not by the majority people, we say majority are Muslims, or the name Islamic. An Islamic society is by the conduct of the people. If their manners are Islamic, they respect each other, they care about each other. You don't find the homeless. You don't find a hungry person in the street. You don't find someone who doesn't have medicine. People are treated with respect, with love, with care. Then that is an Islamic society. That is a society that God loves and God adores. We have to teach our children these principles. Do not be misled by slogans, by pictures. We have to teach them to conduct Islam, the spirit of Islam, which is justice. Wherever justice is found, this is Islam. Wherever justice is missing, then there is no Islam. No Islam. Why do we pray? We don't pray because of the prayers. Prayers are not the end. Prayers are means. Means for spiritual development, for human integrity, for human perfection. This is the reason why we pray. This is the reason why we fast. This is the reason why we read the book. For human perfection. To be better human. Otherwise, reading the book is not a goal by itself. Or prayers is not a goal by itself. The prayers which is empty, which gets you to nowhere, gets you to more corruption, is not a prayers. God does not like to see these prayers. It's a waste of time. The prayers that reminds me of my duties. This is the real prayers. It reminds me that I'm one of those people here. I am here to serve, to help, to lend my hand. This is the real prayers. This is the prayers that brings you virtue. The prayers that teaches me responsibility. The prayers that teaches me humility. The prayers that teaches me equality. We are human beings. We are the dependents of God. God created us. Some people follow this book, some people chose to follow that book. But at the end of the day, we are equal. And we must always wish goodness for everyone around us. Every human being deserves to be protected and maintained and respected and honored. In 2 days, we're going to witness the anniversary of the departure of our fifth Imam, Al-Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. One of the people came to him and was complaining that I have no money and my friends, they neglected me. My friends in the community, they don't ask about me. And I need some money to survive, to save my family. The Imam gave him 700 dirham at that time, which is a big amount of money. And he said to him, if you need more, come here and tell me. And then he said the following sentence. He said, بِئْسَ الْأَخُ يَرْعَاكَ غَنِيًّا وَيَقْطَعُكَ فَقِيرًا. The best, the worst type of friend is the friend when you are rich and you are healthy and wealthy, he runs after you. He comes after you always. He follows you. He greets you. He asks about you because you are wealthy. But the day you are broke, he neglects you. He forgets about you. This is not a friend. This is not a friendship. This is not a brotherhood. This is not Islam. Islam is when you ask about people at the time of need. Don't turn your face away and run away. Stay to help. Whatever you can afford. We can't feed all the people. We can't clothe all the people. But we can do some. Some at least. Do the some. Do the little. Better than nothing. Don't just put yourself there and forget about others. Try to help. Try to reach out to people. The best among you is the one who reaches out to people around him. This is one of his sayings. The second one he said, Ma hasanatu dunya, the beauty of this dunya, the taste of this dunya, hasanatu dunya, illa silatul ikhwani wal ma'arif. The beauty of this dunya has one beauty, and that is to reach out to your extended family members and your friends and your community members. To sit with them, to socialize with them, to help them, to respect them, to reach out to them, to ask about them. This is the beauty of this life. In another hadith he says, تَبَسُّمُ الرَّجُلُ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيهِ حَسَنًا. When you smile to your brother, to your neighbor, to your sister, this is a virtue. This is an act of goodness. وَصَرْفُ الْقَذَىٰ عَنْهُ حَسَنَةً. Defending him against hurt and harm is also hasana, a virtue. وَمَا عُبِدَ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ مِنْ إِدْخَالِ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. The best type of worship, the best type of service in this life, to serve God, the best type of servitude to God is when you bring happiness to people's heart. When you infuse them with joy and happiness and relief, make their day. Bring happiness to them. Don't make people sad. When you go home to sleep in the evening, ask yourself every day, ask yourself this question. I should ask myself, we should ask ourselves this question. How many people I made happy today and how many people I made sad? If you think you made some people sad, don't repeat that tomorrow. Apologize to them and don't repeat that act or that verb or that word tomorrow. Don't repeat that. Stop that. Curtail that. Try to make people happy. Sometimes with your smile, some of you have good smiles, believe me. Some of you with your words, some of you with your love, with your feelings, with your manners. We can make people happy in this society. People are tired. People are tired. The people of the world are tired. And the people of America are more tired than other people, believe me. Despite what we have, the welfare we enjoy here, the food. Yesterday, Edison Company sent us a letter. I opened the envelope. It says, on Wednesday, from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., we're going to have a power outage. Oh, they send you a letter 1 week before. Power outage, 5 hours. So people in the family, they said, wow, how can we handle this? I said to them, people of Iraq, they have power outage every day, 22 hours. 22 hours, no power, no electricity. We are spoiled here. We are spoiled in America. We take things for granted. We take things for granted because we are spoiled. We have to think, we have to give thanks to God. In some countries, people, they live under bombardment. In Yemen last week, a bus, school bus, carrying more than 60 kids, taking them to a field trip. It was targeted by the Saudi forces, Saudi F-15s and 16s, with a weapon made in America. 40 of these kids were shattered and cut into pieces. People in these countries, when they send their kids to school, they don't know whether they're going to come back safe or not. Alhamdulillah, we have safety, we have security, we have money, we have food, we have electricity, we have everything. And therefore, we should be always thankful to God, always. And we should make people happy. In return to that, in return, the way you make God happy is to make His dependents, His people happy, people around you happy. Begin with your parents, begin with your family members and your friends and make them happy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأول ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره On the 7th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, and we are going through the first 10 days of this holy month, the last month of the Islamic calendar, Dhul Hijjah. And these 10 days are mentioned in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ These are the first 10 nights, special nights, where the pilgrims now are gathering around the house of God, circumambulating His house and seeking His mercy and His forgiveness and His guidance. On the 7th of this month is the martyrdom of our fifth Imam, Al-Imam Abu أبو جعفر محمد الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام. In the book of Al-Kafi, this hadith is attributed to the Imam, the fifth Imam. He defines the meaning of Shi'ism. Who are the Shi'as? What makes you a Shia? Certain dress, certain food, certain ceremonies. What makes a person a Shia? Listen to his definition. This is the meaning of Shia Islam. If you are asked, what is Shia Islam? Then this is the answer. Very basic and very simple. He says, ما شيعتنا إلا من اتقى الله وأطاع. Our Shias, the Shia Muslims, are those who fear God and reverence God. They reverence God, اتقى الله, and obey God, وأطاع. So these are two qualities, reverence for God and obedience for God. And then, وَمَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ إِلَّا بِالتَّوَاضُعِ وَالتَّخَشُّعِ وَالْأَمَانَةِ. They've been recognized with these three qualities. تواضع, humility. To be humble. Humble with their brethren. Humble in the community. Arrogance is not part of Shi'ism. Pride and vanity is not part of Shi'ism. Humility and humbleness is part of being a true Shia. Humble, a quality that is beloved by all, even people who do not believe in God, they believe in a humility. They believe that a humility is a good quality. بالتواضع والتخشع. تخشع is piety and righteousness. And a humility before God. So two types of a humility. Humility before God, to humble yourself before Him, and to humble yourself before your brothers and sisters and friends in the community. And the third one, wal-amana, being honest. No religion can survive without honesty. No family can survive without honesty. No community or society can survive without honesty. Try to bring about honesty in your family. Teach your children to be honest. Parents have a big responsibility. Parents are teachers, role models. Inspire your children with honesty. Tell them that if you take honesty out of religion, religion collapses. No more religion without honesty. وَكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Frequency in remembering God. Not one time, or twice, or three times. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. If you want to be strong, mentally strong, psychologically strong, remember God. Those who always remember God are always strong. They don't have to take B complex. Is it B complex or something? Our B complex is dhikrullah. When you remember God, always. When you are driving, remember God. When you are sitting at home, remember God. Always. You don't have to carry the tasbih. Remember Him in your heart. Be with God. Infuses you with strength and optimism and hope. وَكَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَالصَّوْمُ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And they practice their prayers. They don't miss about their prayers. I always tell my children, I tell them, Daddy, when you do your prayer, don't leave the carpet immediately the prayers rock. Sit for 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. Do the tasbih. Tasbihat al-Zahra. And then the supplication after the prayers. Sometimes in the middle of your prayers, you don't focus. But you can focus after the prayers. And we have tasbihat al-Zahra and these supplications, taqibat. So if there is any shortages in your prayers, you're going to complement that and integrate that with these taqibat. But you have to read them with focusing, with understanding, to understand the meaning. Great meaning. Today, listen to the taqibat of the Friday. Friday, there is a specific dua on a Friday. Listen to it and reflect on it. The most beautiful prayers and supplication. والبر بالوالدين. The other characteristics of the Shia is to be dutiful to the closest people to you, your parents. Don't ignore your parents. Do not abandon your parents. Call your parents. Respect your parents. Listen to your parents. Cherish your parents. I always wish that God would allow me to go and serve my parents before they die. Be there. Be their servant. Servant, and do nothing just to serve. This is the biggest honor one can get. Serving your parents. وَالْبِرُّ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالتَّعَاهُدْ. To take care. Ta'ahud means to take care of your neighbors in your community, in your street. Ask about your neighbors. The other day, someone was pulled out of his house and he deceased. He died for 4 days. Nobody knew about him. This happened here in America. 4 days, he's dead. People don't ask about him. This is not good neighborhood. A good neighborhood, when you ask, when someone is missing, you ask about your neighbors and try to help them, reach out to them. وَأَهْلُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ, people of poverty, reach out to them. وَالْغَارِمِينَ, people in debt, people who have debt, give help. وَالْأَيْتَامِ, and the orphans. وَصِدْقُ الْحَدِيثِ, be truthful in your speech. When you speak, speak the truth. وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ, and read the Qur'an. وَكَفُّ الْأَلْسُنِ, this is important, to restrain your tongue from hurting people. Sometimes we read the Qur'an, but when it comes to hurting people, we also hurt. But restrain. The tongue that reads this book, read this book in a right manner, would not allow himself or herself to hurt others with the same tongue, with the same mouth. Restraining your mouth, your tongue, from hurting people. وَكَانُوا أُمَنَاءَ عَشَائِرِهِمْ فِي الْأَشْيَاءِ. The Shia of the Ahl al-Bayt, the family of the Prophet, the Shias, they were well known within their communities. They were trustees. Trustees, meaning people, when they have something valuable, they keep it with them. When they have secret, they say it to them. They protect their community's wealth and honor and reputation. Be a trustee in your family. Be the one that your family trusts you. Be a trustee in your community. People trust you. When they have something, they come to you. This is Shi'ism. This is the meaning of Ashhadu anna Aliyan waliyullah. If these things are missing from our life and our communities, we are not Shia. Let's choose another name. Don't call yourself Shia. Let's choose another name. This is the definition of Shia Islam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. On Tuesday is going to be the day